I broke up with her this week after a long 30-plus year relationship. I still love her, but my heart moved on. Goodbye, Canon 5D and 70D. Hello, Sony A7 III. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and longtime fans of Talking Tech know that I've been a buy photographer for years, shooting both Canon and Sony cameras. But with the release of Sony's latest model, the A7 III, I went all out, finally selling my Canon gear and going all Sony. Let me tell you why on today's edition of Talking Tech. Now, Canon makes great cameras, and frankly, I loved every minute of my relationship with the camera maker, except for one small detail. Shooting video can be a bear. The results can look great, especially on the 5D cameras, but the focus can be spotty, hard to maneuver, and often results in a soft shot. The Sony cameras win hands down in that regard, with way sharper and accurate focus for video, and they shoot amazing-looking 4K high-definition videos. Sony as a company is not the innovator it once was, way back in the Walkman Trinitron era, but in cameras, it's eating competitors' lunch, putting out award-winning showpiece models that move the needle in dizzying speed. Over the last 12 months alone, we've had the A9, the A7 R3, and the A7 III. When I reviewed the A9, I felt it was the best camera I'd ever used in my life, but at $4,500 for the body alone, it was just out of my price range. It could shoot at rapid speed, hundreds of photos in seconds at super high resolution, and it has Sony's Rapid Fire Instant Focus. The A7 R3 had many of the fast focus and rapid speed features as well, but at $3,200, also out of my ballpark. The new A7 III at $2,000 is just the lowest price, full-featured, high-megapixel camera for pros and amateurs. It may sound like a lot of money, but Canon's comparable 5D Mark IV sells for $3,500, and Nikon's D850 is $3,300. Now, the A7 III has the same ultra-fast focus of the A9, can shoot 4K video, and it also touts something called silent shutter mode, which is exactly what it sounds like. The Sony cameras are mirrorless, which puts the bodies at about half the size and weight of the traditional Canon and Nikon DSLR. Now, you may be wondering, hey, Jeff, why spend the money at all? Why not just shoot everything on your smartphone? I love the smartphone, as folks who follow me on Facebook and Twitter know, and I do a lot of shooting on the iPhone 8 Plus and 10. But come on, you get higher quality from cameras, wider and tighter shots, and higher resolution. So for Sony, it was better focus, weight, great video, and time to switch all the way. I've been using the Sony A7S camera for the past few years with an adapter that would let me shoot my Canon lenses in manual mode. Manual focus works really well, better than you think on these cameras, but I'd still miss shots. So why not ditch the Canon lenses, the 5D, and start afresh with Sony lenses and make use of the ultra-fast autofocus? That was my question, and that's what I did. Now, Talking Tech fans know I've also been using the Sony RX10 IV as my all-around journalism and travel camera. This is light. It has an amazing built-in 24mm to 600mm lens, which covers basically every type of shot you'd ever want. And it also has Sony's rapid-fire shutter and sharp focus for video, but it has a smaller image sensor, 1 inch, which is 4 times larger than a smartphone, but about half the size of the full-size one, and frankly, there are times when you want the bigger chip. In low-light situations, you'll get a better image, and for portraits, you can throw the background out of focus with a more pleasing image than you can on the RX10. So the biggest surprise in my switch is not just the A7 III, but the sharpness of the lenses. I picked up a 24-70mm 2.8 and a 70-200mm 2.8 by Sony, and they're even crisper than my Canon lenses. I invite you to check out samples on my website, jeffersongraham.com. Go to the blog section. Goodbye, Canon. It was a great 30-year run. Here's to the next 30 with Sony. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Have thoughts about new cameras? Canon versus Sony? Let's talk about it on Twitter. Again, you've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.